You're with SBS Radio.
The latest images from inside the Al Hol refugee camp show tents falling down and drenched by rain. Aid organisation Save the Children says 47 Australian kids are suffering from pneumonia, malnutrition, infections and gunshot wounds in various Syrian refugee camps. Policy Director Matt Tinkler says the situation is becoming desperate.
The camps have been flooded already. There's been windstorms that have decimated the tents. The water and sanitation conditions are dire. Children are dying from diarrhoea and waterborne disease.
Kamal Debussy holds grave concerns for his daughter Mariam and her three children. He says one of his grandchildren is suffering from severe dental pain and another has a worsening walking disability.
As a father, it's one of the most frustrating things to do, to have your own daughter and your own family in circumstances that are dangerous and circumstances that could result in losing them at any day and not being able to do anything.
Mr. Tinkler is urging the government to embrace the Christmas spirit and bring them home.
All it takes, frankly, is the political will. So that's why we're saying to the Prime Minister, now's the time to act. This is the season for generosity of spirit. We should take that and apply that to these Aussie kids in these camps.
The federal government says it won't put the safety of Australian officials at risk to extract people from Syrian conflict zones. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has also said the women and children in Syrian camps could pose security threats to Australia if they're repatriated. But Mr. Tinkler says the women have agreed to be put under strict control orders, which would include ankle monitors, adhering to a curfew and having their emails monitored. Mr. Debussy says the children should not be punished for the actions of their parents.
Whatever you may think of the adults, the children require safety. They need to be taken out of harm's way. And we'd ask the government to show leadership to help protect those children.
Australia's stance on whether to attempt repatriations is in contrast to a number of other nations who've already taken back some of their citizens. Britain, the United States, Denmark and Germany have already been repatriating their citizens from a number of camps in Syria. Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.